Okay, let's unpack this. We've got a fascinating white paper in front of us today, zeroing in on a piece of medical technology, the geoaxon Kudu wave. It's presented not just as another audiometer, you know, the device used for testing hearing, but specifically, the paper claims it's a type 1 clinical audiometer.
And that type 1 designation, that's significant. It really places this device in the highest category for audiometric equipment.
The level needed for proper clinical evaluations.
Exactly. Comprehensive diagnostic evaluations.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is to kind of cut through the technical details in this paper and really understand, what does type 1 mean in practice? What can the Kudu wave actually do?
And why this paper presents it as such a crucial tool?
Yeah. Why is it so important for diagnosing hearing loss, according to them?
Well, to start, that classification hinges on international standards from the IEC.
Okay.
For pure tone audiometry, measuring the softest sounds you can hear at different pitches, there's IEC 606451. And this standard has different types. Type 1 is the most rigorous. It's the one you need for detailed diagnostic work.
And the paper's quite clear, isn't it? It says the Kudu Wave Pro and Pro TMP models meet this IEC 60645-1 Type 1 standard.
Yeah.
They even include their internal test reports as evidence.
Precisely. But, you know, diagnosing hearing loss often takes more than just pure tones. You need to assess the middle ear, too.
Ah, right. That's where emittance testing comes in, checking eardrum movement and things like that.
Exactly. And there's a separate standard for this, IEC 606455. And again, Type 1 is the clinical diagnostic level.
So wait, are they saying the Pro TMP model meets both standards?
Mm-hmm.
IEC 606451 Type 1 for pure tones and IEC 606455 Type 1 for emittance.
That's exactly what the paper claims, yes.
Mm.
Meeting both Type 1 standards suggests it's designed to perform both core diagnostic functions at that top accuracy level.
So not just a screener. It's positioned as a full diagnostic tool.
That's the argument.
Okay, so it meets these high standards. What about what it can actually do? What tests does this paper highlight?
Well, the range seems quite comprehensive. For pure tones, it covers the standard air conduction frequencies and extends to high frequencies, too, up to 16 kilohertz on the Pro models.
Which is important for picking up early hearing loss or noise-induced loss.
Exactly. And it does bone conduction testing that helps figure out if the problem is outer middle ear or the inner ear.
And I saw some impressive accuracy numbers mentioned, like frequency accuracy below 0.05%. What does that actually mean for the testing?
It just means the tones it produces are incredibly stable and accurate in pitch, really fundamental for getting reliable hearing thresholds.
Okay.
Then there's speech audiometry, how well you understand words, super important for real-world function. It supports key tests like speech recognition threshold, word recognition scores, using calibrated materials.
And that Pro TMP model, again, that's the one with the advanced middle ear testing.
Yes, it does standard tympanometry, measuring middle ear pressure and movement. But a feature they really emphasize is bilateral simultaneous tympanometry.
Checking both ears at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. There's a validation study cited that shows it lines up well with traditional single ear methods.
Bilateral simultaneous. That sounds like it could be a significant time saver in a busy clinic.
Oh, absolutely. And it performs a full suite of acoustic reflex tests, too.
Those automatic muscle responses in the ear.
Yeah. Testing those helps pinpoint where a hearing problem might be located. It even supports more complex tests like reflex decay, which can be important for certain neurological flags.
Okay. So type 1 classification, all these tests. But the paper really pushes it as portable, boothless. How does it keep that type 1 accuracy outside a sound booth? That seems like the biggest challenge.
Right, and that's a crucial point they address with evidence. They use what they call ambidomy technology.
Ambidome.
It's basically a combination of insert earphones, which go in the ear canal, and then external ear cups over them.
Ah, so the cups block out noise passively.
Passively, yes. But the system also actively monitors the environmental noise in real time. It checks if the conditions are quiet enough for accurate testing.
Okay, but does the paper actually show proof that this boothless way works reliably for diagnostics?
Yes, it synthesizes findings from multiple peer-reviewed studies. And these studies consistently show that pure tone results with the Kudu wave, even in, say, moderately noisy places, are comparable to traditional booth tests.
Comparable how?
Often within 5 dB, which is generally considered clinically acceptable agreement. It suggests the design and the monitoring do maintain accuracy.
And then there's the NASA example they mentioned, using it on the International Space Station.
Yeah, I mean, talk about extreme validation, right? If it works reliably up there.
It says a lot about its potential for remote use or difficult environments.
It really does. It underlines the potential for teleaudiology, which other studies they cite also seem to validate. The paper positions this as an evolution, specifically designed to meet these tough Type 1 standards consistently.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? This deep dive suggests the GeoAxon CUDA wave, according to this paper, meets top clinical standards. Type 1 for pure tone tests, and for the ProTMP, type 1 for emittance as well.
And it offers a really wide range of tests, hearing thresholds, speech understanding, detailed middle ear checks, even features like that simultaneous testing in both ears.
What seems particularly compelling is the evidence the paper gathers for its accuracy outside a traditional booth.
Yeah.
Validated by studies, even used by NASA.
Mm-hmm. It's positioned as a way to bring high-quality diagnostic testing to more places, perhaps overcoming some old barriers to getting hearing care.
Which leads to a really important question for you to think about. If portable, validated type 1 diagnostic tools like this CUDA wave become more common, how could that fundamentally change access to hearing healthcare services around the world, especially maybe in places that are currently underserved?